where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police say no injuries have been reported after a vehicle crashed into a hydro pole. Michigan line between Modlin Road and Blackwell Side Road has been closed while police investigate. Crews from Blue Water Power are also there to deal with downed power lines. According to the outage map, about 38 customers in the area are without power. Elevated benzene emissions recorded at Omgenong First Nation earlier this week are now being discussed at the provincial level. NDP critic for Indigenous and Treaty Relations Sol Mamakwa says it's a deeply troubling situation to happen in a province as rich as Ontario.
Communities like Omgenong First Nations are repeatedly expected to go above and beyond to access the basic necessities. When I delve into it more, you see this pattern of corporate negligence by companies like INEOS Styro Solution now without the consequences.
Workers were sent home Tuesday after extremely high levels of the toxic substance were recorded in the band office area. Omgenong staff were complaining about headaches, nausea, and dizziness. Community members held a meeting last night to discuss their concerns and possible next steps. In the meantime, buildings near the band office will be closed again today. Staff are working from home. The province has announced millions in funding to try and address gaps in primary care in Lambton-Kent Middlesex. $6.4 million is expected to connect over 23,000 people to primary care teams in the area. The funding announcement comes just as voters prepare to head to the polls for the by-election on May 2nd. About 65,000 Ontario hospital workers will see their pay go up by 6% over the next 2 years, an arbitrator awarded QP and SEIU members. The award follows a court ruling last year that Bill 124 was unconstitutional. It froze public sector wage increases to 1% annually. And this weekend's Indigenous Film Festival will include a special project involving students from the North Lambton area. Coming Together features students from three schools singing the same Ojibwe song and taking part in a round dance. Filmmaker Marshall Lee George says they started visiting schools regularly in the fall.
We showed them the whole process from storyboarding to scripting. We showed them how the cameras were going to work. And honestly, the kids were like little professionals. They took directions so well while we were shooting.
The film festival opens at the Kineto Theater in Forest this evening. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Showers and a risk of a thunderstorm this morning, then clearing, windy with a high of 15. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, windy with a low of 4. And tomorrow, we'll see a mix of sun and cloud to start, then mainly cloudy and windy with a high of 10. I'm Natalia Vega.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.